Being joined now by Metro Dallas boys basketball coach Matt Bennett on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Saints fall to Moravia last night by a score of 69-48. But coach, that does not really tell how your team played. I saw the team Thursday, a big struggle against Southeast Warren, but you told me completely different team than what you saw Thursday night.
Absolutely. We did struggle Thursday nights, really on all sides of the ball there. But last night came out a little bit slow in the first quarter. Got down more than we'd like to, but came back in the second quarter, cut that lead down a little bit and went into halftime with some momentum. Came out of halftime with a lot of momentum and really got some spark going. Brody Johnson, he hit a three early in that second half that kind of got us a little bit of spark, and then we started working the ball inside, pushing the ball down the floor, and then Drew Heberlin got really hot in the fourth quarter, and Drew actually finished with 21 points last night, so big improvement for us, and just we made a lot of improvements all the way around. I'd say everywhere on the court, every aspect of the game, we made big improvements.
And, I was there Thursday, and it just seemed like the team, they got down the hole, and you told me Brody had been dealing with, an injury or maybe an illness, and sounds like he was feeling a lot better Friday night.
Yeah, we did have a few times he had a tweaked ankle that happened against Pleasantville, and he dealt with it a little bit last night. Every once in a while, a little something would happen, we'd pull him out, and he just needed a few minutes to kind of rub it down and get to feeling better, but Thursday night it seemed to bother him a lot more, so we just couldn't get any kind of groove going Thursday, and we just in reality, I'd say our biggest issue right now is definitely giving up offensive rebounds, which we're a pretty undersized team compared to probably about everybody we're going to play this year, but we got to work on blocking out and making sure we don't give up those offensive rebounds.
What other things did you like last night that your team showed you?
Well, speaking of offensive rebounds, we did a lot better last night, keeping the glass clean. And then really the big one is the turnovers that we created. Unfortunately, we had plenty of our own, but we actually created more turnovers than what we gave up. So that's a big change for us. Turnovers and offensive rebounds have been a huge challenge for us this year so far, and we just keep trying to improve on that, and that's what we've done is we've definitely improved last night over Thursday night, and we're just going to keep pushing that.
What was Moravia? What did they bring in? I didn't really get to talk to you much about what your thoughts on the Mohawks were after Thursday night's games.
So last night was Moravia's first game of the year. But I would say they've got a lot of height, and that's something I don't have. So they've got a lot of height. They're a little younger than what they normally are, in years past that I've played. But they shoot the ball well, and they're going to get up and down the floor. So, I was just really excited that we played as well as we did against it. Like you said, and I would completely agree, that scoreboard doesn't tell the story of the game that I watched last night.
When you have a couple of games start out that the score is what it is, what do you tell your guys? Is it just let's forget about it and move on, or are there some things you can learn from those games?
I'd say, I always tell them there's always something we can learn from every game. I preached to them pretty heavily. We knew that these first three games were going to be tough in the season. And, the first two games, Pleasantville, Southeast Warren, I just told them, I said, listen, these are non-conference games. I said, this is our chance to go out and practice against a different squad. I said, in reality, that scoreboard doesn't matter on these games. It's not really affecting where we're sitting in the Bluegrass Conference. So going to this game, working on what we've done, and we did some things that I wouldn't even have thought about doing last year. We actually ran our press against both of those teams and really just used it as a game time situation, but looked at it as more of a practice, and trying to identify what things do we need to get better at. And I always tell the boys that I want to see improvement. And that's every practice, every game. I want to see an improvement. And so Thursday night, you know, we had a good first quarter Thursday night. Against Pleasantville, we did not have a good quarter period. We had an all-around really rough game. So Thursday night, we improved our first quarter from Pleasantville. Last night, I went in the locker room and said, listen, you know, Thursday night you had a good first quarter, better than Pleasantville. Tonight, let's put it together a better half than what we had last night and take some momentum to the second half. And that's exactly what they did. So, you know, after the game, that's what I keep preaching to them is all I ask is that you get better we improve every game, every practice. And so far this year, that's exactly what they've done.
Score or the schedule kind of evens out for you. Got some teams and games that you think you can match up very well with starting Tuesday with Murray.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, look at the scores last night. Looks like Mormon Trail pulled off a win at Murray last night. So Tuesday we're going to go to Murray. I think that's a game that we're going to definitely compete in. And, you know, hopefully we can continue shooting the ball a little better. And we're going to work on a few things. I think we're going to be a little more evenly matched as far as size goes with Murray. So that's kind of exciting to go into a game and not be a complete undersized team all the way around the board.
All right, Coach. Best luck to you next week.
All righty. Well, thank you, Derek.
That's Matt Bennett, Meltridge Dallas boys basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA.